All right, Kendall, now let's talk about the Bills on the offensive side of the ball. They made a change at quarterback. Yes. They've gone to the veteran Kyle Orton, who's been in the league for 10 years. This is his fifth team. Turns 32 years old next week, but they're 3-1 with him as a starter. He's completing 67% of his passes, 9 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Orton has kind of sparked this offense for the Bills.
He really has. He has a 104 QB rating, and they had to do something because E.J. Manuel was only completing 58% of his passes, only had 5 TDs to 3 interceptions, and his QB rating was a dismal 65. He just really wasn't getting it done. Kyle Orton, like you said, been in the league for a decade and brings a different presence to the team. I think with the exception of maybe one big game that Sammy Watkins had from E.J. Manuel where he went for about 140, 150, there wasn't a lot of chemistry there for whatever reason. And for whatever reason now, Kyle Orton has developed that with Sammy Watkins. And this guy's a playmaker. The Chiefs have to be aware of him. You have to know where he's at each and every play. He'll go up and get the ball. And what's amazing to me is he's not afraid to catch it over the middle. And when he does get the ball in his hands, he's a threat to take at the distance as well.
Watkins does lead this team in targets, receptions, yards, touchdowns, 20-yard receptions, first down receptions. He's kind of their go-to guy for everything. And you talked about Kyle Orton stepping in, and it's not just the statistics with Kyle Orton. He's been good when it's counted the most. In those 3 wins they have, 2 of those were fourth quarter comebacks. The one against the Minnesota Vikings, they won that game 17-16. I think it was just over a 3-minute drive that he went 80 yards, drove him down the field, and won that game on a last second play. And you gotta love to see that from a veteran to come in and spark this team. And that's exactly what's happened with this 5-3 Bills. But it should be noted that they're only 2-2 at home,
right?
Which I think has to be noticed. They're 3-1 on the road, 2-2 at home.
And you know what? I think somebody else that you have to watch out for is tight end Scott Chandler, 6'7", 265. He has done a nice job. And again, we've talked about it in weeks past. The tight end position is your mismatch position right now in the NFL, and he'll be one again. It will be interesting to see how the Chiefs employ the defensive backs. I'll be honest with you, Bob Sutton, what he did last week I thought was fabulous. I tried to figure it out. I did not. There was defensive backs all over the place on each side flip-flopping. And it made for a nice game last week. I think the offensive line is a huge aspect of the Bills because when you look at their tackles, they've given up 5 sacks and 4 sacks on the left and right side. The defense of Kansas City has to get after them, and certainly Justin Houston, the leading sacker in the NFL, you hope he gets it going because that makes the defensive backfield that much better.
And switching back to playmakers, we talked about Sammy Watkins. We talked about Scott Chandler. You've got to mention Robert Woods in there. He's another top target for them. But another guy who's really big in the passing game for them is Fred Jackson, the running back. And you look at the running back position for the Bills, and it's kind of an unknown right now. You know C.J. Spiller is going to be out. Fred Jackson's trying to come back from his leg injury, and we don't yet know if he's going to play in that game. We know that the Bills have a quick turnaround. They turn around and play a divisional game on that next Thursday night and then play against the Miami Dolphins, and they play the New York Jets the following week. 2 huge divisional games for them. It'll be interesting to see if they rush Fred Jackson back. If not, Anthony Dixon's been the guy for them.
And, of course, we've got limited time here, but, you know, we're 2 days away from the game, and I expect that with a groin injury and the fact that they're going to play on Thursday that there's a good chance that he'll sit on Sunday.
Yeah, that is a big part of their offense, and it'd be interesting to see how they get Anthony Dixon back into that offense, knowing how big Fred Jackson is in the passing game. But these are things to look for in the Chiefs game on Sunday. As we talked about, they're going for a 6-3 record, and the Chiefs are a very hot team. Hopefully they can keep that up in Buffalo on Sunday.
And on Charles, run to the near side. He's got the open field. It's going to be hit and obliterated. Sacked by Tamahali.
Wants to throw for Bowie.
At the 30, at the 20. Touchdown.